The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
I blame this movie for this movie. I don't know.
The terrible Australian Bee Jermaine.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Professor Batch.
I'll tell you, that's a Canadian hard 30.
It contains coarse language.
They're not even there! What is going on?
Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for triple X movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Y'all ready for some crazy?
Hello everyone and welcome back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D. This is the podcast where we go on the free streaming service 2B at 2BTV.com and we find a random film to do an audio commentary slash watch along. And this is episode number 37, I think?
I believe it is. Let me just confirm.
Well, anyway, we believe it's 37.
Wrong podcast. I pressed the wrong. I checked the was checking the podcast and I accidentally clicked on an episode.
Oh,
so it was 37. Yes.
So it is 37. I actually forgot to check. And
in a row.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, not in a row, but and
that's a quirk joke.
We've done pretty well for the past few months, weekly podcasts, and of course. We are the number one 2B related podcast that is hosted by two Australians and one Canadian. And I am Super Marcy, as you probably gathered from that. And I'm joined by my two lovely co-hosts. First up is the one who is terrible, Mr. Bede Jermaine. Hello, Bede. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Marcy. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Kind of terrified for this week's episode, but we have to do it. And
indeed.
Also, welcome from Pop4D and Web Tales of Spider-Man podcast. It is a Professor Batch.
Good day. Glad to be here. Glad to be back for this, the start of our Halloween-y episodes.
Yes.
Yeah, indeed.
Yes, officially. Indeed.
We kind of start. Yeah, officially, because we kind of started off with my pick last week with Day of the Animals, and now for this week we're on our Patreon polls pick.
Yes, our lovely Patreons decided between three films, so we picked one each, and somehow Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror, which was my choice for the poll, won, and we were all expecting yes. Batch's pick to win.
Well, okay, so what were the three movies that were in the poll?
Yeah, it was this film, yep. Also Terrifier, which was your pick, and Chud 2, Bud the Chud was my pick.
Mm.
Yeah, I got a poll. I got a bone to pick with everyone on the polls. So.
Yeah, so do I.
Not picking Terrifier, so.
Yeah, so do I. I was like, I was so ready to do Terrifier. I'm like, nah, this one, surely it's insane. No, apparently it's Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror.
Okay, then.
Mm.
Although this will be a first for us because this will be our first anthology film for the show.
Oh,
yes, our first anthology film, our first film with Snoop Dogg. So that's a big one because we're ticking two things off the list. And if you've been a listener to this show for quite some time, you know how much we have in common with Snoop Dogg. So it's kind of fitting that we had to kind of fit him in somewhere. Speaking of
any episode, if any episode was brought to you by Smoke, 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 it's going to be this one.
Pretty definitely. Much this one.
And speaking of Smoke, 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 Batch, what are you smoking this week?
So this week I am doing some Pacific OG from Tantalus. It is 33.3%, so anybody who is a little bit knowledgeable knows that is too damn high. So,
that's better high.
So the second I found out that we were doing Snoop Dogg, that won the pick for the poll, I'm like, okay, I got to get higher than I've ever been on this podcast. And that's pretty high because I've been pretty high on this podcast before. So
he's gotten so high before he didn't even show up. He fell asleep.
Allegedly. That was Craven Cole.
Allegedly.
Craven.
Allegedly.
That was Craven.
All Craven Cole.
Handle your shit, bitch.
Okay, okay.
Bloody hell.
You've been told by Craven. Yes, Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror won the poll, which of course was a surprise to me as well because I thought it would be Terrifier.
Yeah, we were so all convinced it was going to be Terrifier.
Nope.
Yeah. And our poll and our voters surprised us yet again. So
as always, yeah.
But before we actually get to the commentary, Marcy, we have to talk about the ground rules as we always do.
There's rules? Since when?
Since yesterday.
Okay. I wasn't on that meeting, so.
They do change on a weekly basis, but for those out there who have never listened to a previous episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast, first of all, how dare you? But first of all, what you need to do is go to Tubi and look up the film Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror, which I believe it should be playing everywhere.
I think so.
On Tubi, like over the world. And what we're going to do is we're going to play the film from the very start. So I'm going to count down from 5, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie. And then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. But I'm pretty sure, based on our previous episodes of the show, that even if you live in a place that doesn't have Tubi, or if you don't even have, or if this film isn't even on your Tubi streaming service, wherever you are, I'm pretty sure the episode on its own will still be a fun listen to regardless. And since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So whenever an ad does pop up, we'll shout out ad. And that way you pause the film. And then when the ad is finished, we'll let you know. And then you can restart the film. But we'll also make sure to give timestamps as well. So that way you can be in sync with us.
Yes. Well. And sometimes Tubi doesn't even play ads. So that part's irrelevant if this one doesn't have ads. We'll see.
Tubi does what it wants when it wants. It's living its best.
Exactly. It's only rare when they don't play ads, but it's a very welcoming rareness.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see.
Indeed. But I'm ready to go to the Hood of Horror with Snoop Dogg. Are you guys ready?
I'm semi-high, so yeah, I guess so.
Hold on, let me turn on my buddy old Pax, and then I'll be ready.
Hey.
Right. And Mars, I may or may not be grinding achievements while we watch this movie. I'll show you how to do it for the next one.
Yes.
Yes, please.
That's a joke between Mars and Batch.
That's a different show.
Yeah, that's a different show. But we'll get started. Yes. So I'll count down from 5. And when I say go, we play the movie. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
And we're off from Xenon Pictures.
Only the finest for Xenon Pictures.
Now, as we're starting off, have both of you two seen this movie prior to this episode?
No, I hadn't even heard of this movie until I saw it on Tubi.
Knowing me, I have seen it because, you know, I watch everything. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, I don't remember what even happens in this movie. I just know I gave it a very low rating back in the day when it
came
out.
Well, judging by this opening of logos and stuff, it looks like it was done on Windows 95. And we're starting off with an animated bit.
Oh, this is actually some decent animation. It's like like something out of anime.
Snoopadelic films, baby.
And directed by Stacy Tytle.
R.I.P.
And if that name doesn't sound familiar, R.I.P. because she passed away a few years ago. For those who don't know who she is, she's the director behind films such as The Last Supper, which starred Cameron Diaz back in the 90s.
Mm.
And her last film before her passing was The Bye Bye Man.
Hey, we got another Danny Trejo.
Ah!
It's me, Danny Trejo!
This movie has actually quite a cast attached to it. Like, it's a who's who.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at as the credits. Lin Shaye.
Lin Shaye! Yeah.
What? What is going on already?
But I mean, isn't it really an independent horror film if Lin Shaye isn't in it?
Yeah, that's true.
Richard Grant?
I thought that said Richard Grant.
It was Richard Gant? Gant.
Yeah. Gant? I don't know. I don't know what is going on.
You're not my son. You're a devil.
Diamond Dallas Page.
Okay. Only reason I'm going to be invested in this entire movie, DDP, I'm waiting for you to show up.
Indeed.
Pretty much.
I guess this whole animated sequence is meant to kind of explain maybe Snoop Dogg's origin? I don't, even though we have not been introduced to his character yet.
No, it's literally just gone into this animation scene of whatever this is. Dog, what are you doing? My dog's already interrupting the podcast. On
I've actually passed it over to you.
Hey, smoke, smoke, smoke. Bead.
Pass it to Bead.
Pass it to Bead.
Smoke.
And be sure to subscribe to the Patreon to see all the hijinks for the video version of it.
Yes.
Exactly.
Jason Alexander is in this movie. I'm dead. Billy D. Williams!
Billy D. Williams!
Get some fried chicken! There you go.
Yes. You know, this opening animated sequence kind of reminds me of the animated sequence from, like, the first Kill Bill film.
Mm.
At least that's what I feel like they're trying to attempt with this one.
It could
Undercover be. Brother is on Tubi. We have to do that because one of the biggest plot points of that movie is fried chicken.
Yes. It's a Tubi movie because there's fried chicken.
Exactly.
So he's just some dude shooting people. I don't know.
Well, that's meant to be Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
Like,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on, and we're 2 minutes in. I'm not high enough, clearly.
Well, according to Wikipedia...
Neither am I, this movie, but I'm getting there. I'm trying, damn it.
The budget for this movie was $5 million.
Hmm. And they made the logos on Windows 95. It's a bit shit.
Exactly. I wouldn't be surprised if most of the money to this film went to this animated sequence.
Yeah, maybe. Oh. He's telling that devil where to go.
Martin Short?
Sure.
Martin Short? Martin Short?
I thought it was... Sorry, I got confused. I thought that meant... Sorry, I got the names wrong. I saw Martin Short. I thought Martin Short.
You've got Diamond Dallas Page and Martin Short in a movie? Okay. There's the new three amigos right there.
There's that Martin Short name again. See, I thought it was Martin Short. I'm thinking Martin Short produced this movie.
No. Whoever Martin Short is, he did.
Yes.
What the fuck is going on? What are we watching?
So I guess to, like, this animated sequence, based on like the visuals, is like Snoop Dogg is a gangster, accidentally killed the child, and basically kills himself to sell his soul to the devil so that child can come back to life.
I have no idea. There's a mouth on his neck. Okay, maybe not.
That's not a mouth. That was a cut. Like he.
I know, but it looked like a mouth. What the fuck, honestly, are we watching?
And now he's become Bones. Oh, wait, that's a different movie.
That's a better movie.
He's the HOH. He's the head of household because it's his big brother.
Snoop Dogg needs to be on Celebrity Big Brother. I think you'd do well.
That would be fun, to be honest. Actually, you know what he should be on? He should be on Celebrity MasterChef.
He should just be on all reality shows.
Actually, and also Martha Stewart should join him, and then they can be like, you know, because they're like the bestest of friends of those two.
Marcy, have you watched the reality show that Cody Rhodes and Snoop Dogg are the judges for?
No, I haven't.
It's okay, but that reminds me, because Snoop Dogg was on AEW.
He was.
He hit a terrible splash off the top rope.
Yeah. Pardon me, sorry, I keep coughing, just not a good day for that. It's not the Girona, don't worry.
So it's been about, this whole sequence took about at least 40 minutes of the film.
Yeah, seriously.
Yes. About 6 minutes.
So he's the Crypt Keeper, and he's going to sing.
The Grim Reaper. Oh, and he's rapping.
Oh, yeah. He's pimping. What the fuck is with this?
Look at his hat. It's like bright gold.
Bede, you know you got to dress up like that now.
Yeah, I got to dress up as like that.
My hair is almost long enough I can do the braids.
Mm.
Yes. I got to dress up in old gold like him right now.
Yes. Ew.
Oh, yeah. That little person just vomited everywhere.
That was his reaction to watching that opening sequence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why does the vampire, the blob vampire on the right, kind of look like Tracy Lords, even though I'm sure it's not her?
Yeah, I know it does. Kind of does. Yeah, kind of does what I'm trying to get at. Yeah, severed legs. Oh, he got no legs. What is Lieutenant with the Death. Visuals? Fucking hell.
Lieutenant Dan, he ain't got no legs.
Is it just me or is the screen wavery? It's wavery. Back and
I'm not that high yet, so if you guys see it too, it's not just me.
Yeah, no, I'm like, why is it like that? This is horrible. Again, they made it on like Windows 95. Okay, maybe Windows 2000. Snoop Dogg, I ain't no full of shit, okay?
Although the interesting thing is he's not wavery, but everyone else is.
Yeah. It's making me feel more stone than I am. I don't like it.
Maybe that's the point.
It's like when you go smoke weed on Saints Row.
Oh, and Wild Secrets, eh?
Oh.
Maybe we need to get Wild Secrets as our sponsor. For our audience, we are at 8 minutes 13 into the film, and it looks like it's just the one ad.
Which is great.
For Wild Secrets. We'll look into that afterwards. Very excited. Yeah, feel the release. That sounds good. We'll be hitting them up for sponsorship later. All right, we're back, guys. 8:14. Yep. All good.
That was an Australian site, too.
Yes.
Yeah, that was an Australian site.
Because this is on Tubi Australia, so we got Tubi Australia ads.
No more Canadian fucking DoorDash ads.
Yeah, but
what
Tubi needs to have ads with this film in Australia is Menu Log, because Snoop Dogg is in our Menu Log ads. Did somebody say Menu Log?
If a Menu Log ad does not show up at some point during this movie, I'm calling bullshit.
Yeah. So is this our first little story? Sorry.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. See, in Canada, it's Skip the Dishes and DoorDash. Those are the big two. And Uber Eats, which is one of the big three.
Yeah. What is it here? It's like Uber Eats, Menu Log, DoorDash, Deliveroo, I think?
Yeah.
I don't know if there's any more, because I usually use Uber Eats or Menu Log.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, the dumb thing is the shitty thing is it's the same drivers that work for all three services.
Yeah, exactly. I get the same person through a different service delivering my food. Because, you know, like, usually after Tubi Tuesdays, I'm going to order some fried chicken.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's ridiculous because there's no KFC on Uber Eats. It's on like Deliveroo and DoorDash, which doesn't come here. And then to get it on Menu Log, you have to do this whole thing. It's insane just to get some fried chicken from a KFC. Bloody ridiculous.
And I only have to walk about 5 minutes down the road to go get some KFC.
How about you shut up, bitch?
Hey, it's that guy who's like in every movie ever.
I was about to make that joke, yeah.
I don't know who his name is, but he just pops up in everything, especially if it's like the films that involve, you know, sort of like films set in like hood films or gangster films and stuff like that.
It's me, Holmes, generic Mexican.
Yeah, seriously. Oh my God, what is my dog doing? Why'd he interrupt the podcast?
Well, according to Wikipedia, this segment is called Crossed Out. That's what it's called.
Okay. Oh, because they're crossing out the other graffiti with their graffiti?
Okay.
I think so, yeah. I'll say to Batch Marcy that this segment's called Crossed Out, and Batch made a good point why it's called by that title, because they're crossing out graffiti. So.
Yes, I noticed that. I picked up on that.
I'm from the streets, yo. I got a bandana on.
Does this look like it was filmed on, like, you know, the first phone that had a camera?
Yes.
Yes.
Because it looks pretty shit, to be fair. What is he getting angry for?
Doing his tough, Holmes.
Okay, I'm finding out who this actor's name is. I've found who he is. His name is Noel Googlimi. I probably put you
in. Yeah, Googly Eyes?
Did you Noel say no, Noel Google me?
Noel... I am butchering this person's last one. I completely apologize.
Jesus. It's,
gargling? Googling? Gargling?
Gargoyle?
Noel No. Let me just say it out loud.
Gilgamesh. Giuliani.
Okay. Well, it also says here, he also goes by the name Noel G, so that makes it easier. Noel G. We'll go with that. And I apologize to him for butchering his name, but
I'm going to look up his name and see if I can actually say it.
Noel D?
Hey, it's me, Danny Trejo.
It's Noel Guglielmi.
Yeah, I'm trying to say how it would be.
I believe.
Yeah, try to say how it, you know, you would pronounce it. It like in it.
Oh, shit, I thought we were getting an ad.
Nope. She's been kidnapped by Danny Trejo, who's reprising his role from Machete Kills, our first link.
Yes, exactly.
Boom. This is Machete's sexy room.
Ah, of course. This is where he met Sofia Vergara and gave her
there you go.
Those boob guns.
But we got to tie this back to our last episode, Day of the Animals. But we'll wait a little bit. We'll find.
Well, I think. We'll let this movie... I think Snoop Dogg actually was one of the animals in that film. He was helping to cause the chaos.
Or Day of the Animals was a prequel to this movie. They just cut Snoop Dogg out at the beginning and the end of it.
Yes.
That's a good idea. Like I said, I was going to say, we can wait a little bit and see if there's a bigger connection. Maybe there's some killer animals in this movie too.
Maybe Danny Trejo is the killer animal. Yes. He inspired the killer animals. Because see, he's got that bird's feather.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, he stole one of... Oh, there we go. He stole that feather from one of the dead birds at the end of the day.
There you
go.
Exactly.
And now she's tripping balls.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So...
Marcy, this is what it's like to go get a tattoo, right?
Oh, totally. So... Do any of you guys think that if you had a smoke session with Snoop Dogg, do any of you think like you could outlast Snoop Dogg?
No. I think I could hold my own, but nobody's beaten Snoop.
I think I'm in with a good chance, actually. I'd give it the best try. Whether I made it or not, I don't know, but I would give it a try. We'd get there, mate.
As a professional.
Danny Trejo is giving zero fucks right now.
Yeah. And it's funny too, because he's playing a very creepy character, but his makeup is like very minimalistic. And so evident.
It's just relying on him, like his acting to be scary.
Danny Trejo's makeup's like a hard Canadian 47.
Yes.
100%. That's a pretty badass tattoo.
Which had a tattoo like that?
I mean, he did it with a fucking feather. Like, seriously, dude's talented, eh?
Now, the actress in this segment is Daniela Alonso. Mm-hmm. She's been in quite a few movies. She's been in The Hills Have Eyes 2, Wrong Turn 2, Dead End, The Collector, Paul Blart, More Cop 2.
Oh, are we getting titties? Fake titties.
Booby fair.
Booby Tuesday. Jesus, dude.
Mind you, this is just in the corner of some random, like, abandoned factory. Just a strip club.
This is the leftover set from Shocking Dark.
Yes. I'm
digging the music. It's pretty good.
Well, according to Wikipedia, since I can't really get any info trivia from IMDb because there's only one little bit of trivia in that whole section. According to this was the secret ninth film screened as part of the Eight Films to Die For Film Festival back in 2006.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Now, for those who don't remember what Eight Films to Die For was, it was like this annual film festival they did for a few years where they would like
boobies
do this week-long film festival. It'd like be like eight independent films shown over the course of a week. And quite a few films. But no.
This is getting to be a bit disgusting.
I hope somebody comes along and stop. Oh, he can't even open up his zipper.
He can't undo his zipper. What? Did he just blow his dick off?
Ew! That's very suggestive. So his dick got shot out from the back.
This is why you don't put your gun down your pants.
But that the way that shot was framed, it looked like he basically jizzed blood all over.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what happens. She crossed him out and then he died.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. That woman before looked like Eva Mendes. It was weird.
I was going to say, she kind of did.
So I'm like, I don't think that was her.
Yeah, I don't think it was, but it looked like her.
What the fuck was this conversation?
That's a good opening line. Right there.
Someone's been using Bede's freaking weird fingering phone.
Ew.
I gotta go around.
Gotta do this.
Billy Day!
Well, what do we have here?
Some Colt 45.
Well, hello, Billy D.
After we defeated the Empire, I came here to be a pastor.
Well, why wouldn't he?
I do like that DC is making a new comic miniseries for the classic Batman Tim Burton universe. Mm. And one of the first storylines is Billy D as Two-Face.
Yeah, that'll be good. Hopefully it'll be good.
That...
Pardon me.
Bless you.
Yeah, I'd like to see that. I don't know if there's, like, they should get like a Marlon Wayans lookalike and put him as Robin in that comic book series. It's for like at least 12
years. No,
in those movies.
I was always against that. No,
I don't think those films needed a Robin.
They probably didn't.
No, I don't think so.
But they needed me, Billy D. Williams.
Yeah, he would have been the fucking kick-ass Two-Face.
Billy D. Man. I'm the smoothest mofo in this whole film.
He's the coolest dude in the galaxy.
Exactly.
Like, legit.
How dare you make fun of my tattoo?
So it's given her the power to just kill people.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Crossing them out. Okay, that's kind of an interesting-ish plot.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing, though, because, like, a lot of these film, like, stories, from what I remember when I saw this film back in the day, kind of were, of course, since it's called Hood of Horror, they would have sort of a much more sort of hood-centric
theme. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah.
Hmm. I ran out of crayons, so I'm just drawing blood all over.
I mean, I still don't know what the hell's going on, but, I'm giving it a red-hot try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, at least visually, even if it looks on the cheap, like, the where they've put it, like, they know sort of, like, what you need in your backgrounds to make it interesting. So I'm trying to get at. Like, it's actually framed, like, pretty decently, too.
I don't think the filmmaking, for the most part, hasn't been bad so far. Like,
besides that weird editing choice on Snoop Dogg and the wavy women...
Yes. Well, that's the thing, though. Like, this is $5 million. So this is basically, like, the standard budget for a Blumhouse movie at the moment. So.
Yeah. I mean, you know, whatever. Snoop Dogg was like, I want an anthology horror film. We're going to do it.
Exactly. And whatever Snoop Dogg wants, he gets.
Mm.
They only made one of these, right?
Yes.
I think they only made one. I don't know if they ever intended to be like a full-blown kind of series, but maybe it's because maybe the film didn't... Like, even though it cost $5 million to make, the movie only made over $25,000 back.
So no one saw it.
Yeah. No. They probably only saw it during those 8 films to die for screenings.
Oh, she's crossing someone out. Is that spray paint, like spray paint or blood?
It looks like blood.
It does, doesn't it?
It's that blood spray paint.
Mm. Mm-hmm. All right, so who did she curse now?
This guy.
I think it's
that one?
I think, yeah, it's this guy. Yeah, this guy.
Okay.
Yeah, because he just did that tag. Mm. And then...
This is me, like, totally paying attention.
Man, I came back here. I got my beer in my hand. Luckily, I didn't drop it. I hope I don't die in the next 5 seconds.
This kid looks like Dave Franco.
I was going to say, he looks like Pete Davidson. Just smaller. Like a tiny Pete Davidson.
A more put together.
Oh my god, another dick? Is he? Oh, okay, put it back.
Yes.
I thought he was going to start getting his dick out for something.
He's going to piss worried.
All right, it's pouring these beer for my homies. Or something.
For my homies.
What up for his homie?
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, that beard's trickling.
And he's standing in it.
This has got, like, some Final Destination.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing.
Wait.
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's going to slip. Oh!
Oh! Oh! What was that?
And then it's sizzling on.
It is just squirted out from the top.
That escalated quickly.
Marcy did a bead.
Marcy's broken.
I was not expecting that. My God, that is hilarious. Jesus.
Oh, see, what's good about these kills is that nobody would ever suspect her.
It's nobody's
fault.
Like
accidents. Ooh, they look like accidents.
Oh shit, I'm crying.
That was probably the most amazing kill I've ever seen for this show.
That
so
is
far.
The best.
Oh, yeah.
Wild secrets again. And we're at 20. What are we at? 23:19. Turn on your wild side.
What is this site? I'm looking it up.
I guess it's a sex shop?
I'm assuming so.
I'm assuming. Yeah, I'm hoping, because it's going to be weird if it's actually just a kid's toy store.
Well,
an awesome toy store.
I'm a bit scared. Okay, we're getting a second ad for something, I think.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting an ad for Tubi.
It's an ad for Tubi.
So, guys, if you want hard-hitting action and hilarious death scenes, go to Tubi.tv.
But have you noticed, though, in this ad for Tubi, they're not showing any clips from movies?
Yes. All right, we're at 23:21 for our listeners. 23.
Okay. So Wild Secrets is an online retailer of sex toys, condoms, and intimate wear for men, women, and couples in Australia and New Zealand.
Ooh. I'm going to hit them up after the show to be our sponsor now.
Exactly.
You should.
Mm.
Look, he's fingering a phone.
He is fingering a phone.
He's going around and then he's turning.
He's going around and then turning.
And then around. Is it how you turn on the phone.
Now, is it two fingers and then the pinky to hit the button? Or
yes. Yeah, you got to do that. You got to put two fingers in there and then the little finger goes into the slot to make sure the coins are in there. Oh, he's strangled by the phone.
Oh, Jesus.
Now,
when
you go to the payphone, do you do like two fingers up to get your coin back, or?
Yeah, you got to put your two fingers into the coin slot, so you make sure your coins are in there.
I'm not listening. I'm not listening.
But also, like sometimes you might need to call the phone, so you're doing that, and then you got to put your finger into the dial and circle it around in the circle. So it's like putting two fingers in two holes.
No. Oh god, I wish she would
she's crossed out everybody now that she knows what she can do.
Could she cross me out after hearing that?
Why do I get the feeling this is going to be like a Death Note type thing? Like, at first she's going to be like, oh, I'm going to take out all the really bad people. But
and
then
she's
going to,
like,
bad.
Yeah, she's not going to give a shit who she kills
yeah.
next.
What happens when she runs out of spray paint? Or does any can go like that?
Well, it's a supernatural spray paint, so it doesn't run out. So I'm assuming, anyway.
Oh. Or because I thought it was just the tattoo. So it's like an extension of her hand.
Yeah.
Well, that
actually
true,
makes
actually,
more
yeah.
sense, yeah.
Hmm.
And look, no one's tagging. I'm
digging
the music, by the way.
Since it's a white wall, she's going to tag all the whiteies.
Oh, jeez.
Take them all out at one go. I hope she doesn't create her own tag and then tag herself out. That'd be awkward.
Yeah, just a little bit. Okay, so is she doing the wrong thing by him?
And it's funny, though, Danny Trejo has not changed in the 15 years since this movie's come out.
He looks like
I showed up at 6 a.m. and...
it's just how I wake up.
Basically, Danny Trejo, like, woke up 5 minutes before this scene.
Yeah.
He looks like he's straight out of a Neanderthal movie.
Yeah, they kind of give him that sort of caveman kind of look in this...
He's fresh out of the crudes.
Yes.
Oh, what the fuck?
Oh.
The Night of the Living Shitbags.
Oh, they come for revenge. She did wrong, and now they come for revenge.
Uh-oh. Well, this is all a bit... Oh, my God, he's still got the bottle in his head.
He does. Look at this. Oh!
Oh.
Jesus.
Oh!
What the fuck did we just watch?
So she got hungry with power, and basically, like, they were like, well, you went too far, now we're going to have to kill you now.
That was bizarre.
No, look how Danny Trejo's just cleaned up right there at the door, at the doorway of the fence.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you should have did a better job hiding that blood right there.
Yeah, what the fuck?
And everyone knows I'll always be Billy Dee Williams.
Oh, maybe they don't know she's dead behind there.
Mm.
And she was meant to do an art thing. Okay, now he looks normal. What the fuck?
He had a shower.
He had a shower.
But that doesn't make sense, though, because they would have to put the curtain up. The curtain wasn't there before.
He's a HOH.
Hood of Horror.
What
the? No, that's a... What kind of picture is that? Is this a mess?
It's flowers?
Is it flowers?
It's bloody flowers.
I guess, but there's no detail to show that there's that
you can,
flowers.
It is darker where there's meant to be flowers. It's hard to see.
I need that hat of Snoop Dogg's.
You need
this
whole outfit.
Yeah.
That looks like it's bleeding.
It does. Ooh. That's actually cool.
Ew!
Oh, that's an eyeball.
Ew.
I'm just going to eat this.
So she got turned into the painting. Oh, wait, he's narrating again for us. Jesus, okay.
Oh. I want Dave Chappelle to host the sequel.
Dave Chappelle's Hood of
Oh! What the? No!
Ew!
Ew! Play animation.
We're back to the animation again.
It's not bad. Okay, now what?
I think we're in the next segment.
Okay.
Next segment?
Yeah.
So each segment's going to be 20-ish minutes?
Yeah, that seems about right.
Yeah.
And this one is called The Scum Lord.
So that's this dickhead? Now.
Look at this cowboy motherfucker right here.
There's horns on his fucking car, mate.
B, do you know what's missing from this fucking movie?
What's that?
Fucking nerds.
Fucking nerds.
There's no fucking nerds.
You know, this cowboy guy is compensating for being a nerd, so I'm going to say he's a fucking nerd.
Yeah.
Fucking cowboy nerd.
And that's Anson Mount, who's in Star Trek, like, Discovery and other Star Trek shows. And he was also the love interest of Britney Spears in Crossroads.
Oh, shit, yes.
That fine motion picture, which I'm surprised we have not done yet.
Oh, we totally have to. Hey, someone
else. Hudson!
Hey, we're a movie star in this.
Yay! Actually, there's two people I've met in this movie.
Oh. All right, so I know you've met Ernie Hudson.
Yeah,
I've actually met Ernie Hudson as well.
There we go. We've all met Ernie Hudson, and he's the loveliest.
And he's cool. He is cool as shit.
He is the fucking best. My favorite Ghostbuster. But we
have met Ernie Hudson.
We have met DDP though.
That is true. You and I have met DDP, but I haven't met Ernie Hudson.
There you go. So I have met two people in this film, and you both have met one that we know of so far. We'll see who else is in this. What the fuck?
I say, boy, I'm from Texas.
I think you need his bolo tie or whatever the fuck that is. Not that guy. Is the
he's on Survivor.
Is he?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Jesus.
Wow. Well, he was on two seasons of Survivor.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah.
Huh. Look at the little dog. What's
and
going
on?
What is his name? It's going to bug me.
Yes.
I think he's basically... I think Anson Mount's character inherited, like, slum. And I think he wants to kick out all the people who live there.
Okay. Ew. I don't like him. He's disgusting. Is that,
That's not that Keith David. I thought it was at first, but it's somebody. Can't think of the actor's name, but I know I've seen him.
Yes, it's not him. It's can't think of his name. I can't be bothered.
Is it Rick? I think that is Richard Gant. I think I'm gonna look it up. I'm gonna look him up. Hi, I'm Ernie Hudson, and I sound like Billy Dee Williams.
He's the fucking coolest man ever.
Yep, that is Richard Gant.
There
we go. He was in Jason Goes to Hell.
Yes.
And he was also in, I know, what else was he in? Oh, Rocky V. He was in Rocky V as well.
Mm.
And The Glimmer Man and Beam, the ultimate disaster movie. and Nutty Professor too, the clubs.
And Norbert.
Yes. Well, wait a sec. What is he doing?
What is up with that car? That looks like a fucking JBL car.
Whoa! He murdered his own dad.
Shit.
With a cow horn JBL car.
Anson Mount is going full Nicolas Cage in this movie.
Yeah, what is going on?
Excuse me, why wasn't I cast in this movie? I could have played Anson Mount's role and been a cowboy tosser. And of course, his girlfriend or wife here is obviously like based on Paris Hilton.
I was gonna say obviously. It looks exactly like Paris Hilton.
And according to the Chihuahua's name, the real name of the Chihuahua is named Cricket.
No.
Cricket the Chihuahua.
No. So what the fuck's going on?
I guess he, like I said before, he wants to kick all these veterans out. So
oh,
he
okay.
Can have this place.
Okay.
And I guess he's gonna do what he did to his dad and kill them all? I'm gonna assume?
He's kicking them out, so there's that. Yeah, I wanna see that guy die a miserable death.
He literally is playing Nicolas Cage in this segment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that poor dog almost got hit by that frame. Yeah. Alright, baby, I'm gonna sound Texan because I'm Nicolas Texas Cage.
I think Bachelor.
Jonathan. Jonathan Penner is his name.
Oh, okay.
Mm. I was like, shit, did Batch fall asleep to the weed?
No, not yet. It's a sativa. It's keeping me up.
Oh, no.
Hey, now.
Oh, no.
It was about to be sexy Tuesdays.
Yeah.
It was going to be Booby Tuesdays part two.
Mm-hmm.
Booby Fab.
Oh, dear Lord, they have to hear it.
I don't get people who, like, have sex really loud. Why?
Especially when there's people around. No one wants to fucking hear it.
Exactly.
Creepy.
I think I'm of the assumption anyone who has sex really loud like that just is wants attention.
Yeah, pretty much. They want an audience.
Mm.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. I'm just saying, if you want an audience, go fucking public somewhere.
Hubie Tuesday, OnlyFans coming soon.
Exactly.
It's more like just do it where you can have an audience. Let everyone else just, you know, chill.
Exactly. Exactly. It can be only Tubi.
Only Tubies.
Only Tubies, yes.
I am so confused, but whatever.
This looks like an obvious
The set. The only thing on the Tubi Tuesday OnlyFans is Bede explaining the phone.
Yes!
Yes. I'm going to sit here and talk to you about how to finger your phone.
And this is, I forgot her name already.
Sydney Tamia Poitier. Sydney Poitier's
daughter. Yes. Who we all know was in Death Proof.
Exactly.
Yes.
But before I star in a good movie, I'm going to star in this shit.
I'm just confused. Like, I don't think this is necessarily, like, really, really bad. I just don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
Plus, I want to kill this motherfucker because he's a dickhead. No, the dog's got a little outfit on. If anything happens to that dog, I'm killing this movie. Someone going, all right, I've got to go to Does the Dog Die or whatever that website is. What is it? Does the dog die?
Does the dog die, I think it's called.
Does the dog die? Does the dog die?
I'm going to make a knockoff called Should the Dog Die?
Should the dog die? Never. That dog was an asshole.
What's this gold hood of horror? Fucking stop auto-correcting me, phone!
You know, if this movie came out today, you know who would totally play the Anson Mount character? Walton Goggins.
Yes. Very
there
much
is
so.
There is literally nothing that says that this happens.
Okay, so there's either this movie doesn't exist in the eyes of that website, or they haven't put it in the library yet.
Mm-hmm. So if something happens to the dog, I'm going to have to put it in there.
And here's the time frame of when it happens.
Yeah. Well, there's something happens there,
If something happens to the dog, you're just going to have to put it in where?
In Bede's sex phone.
Oh, okay.
Ew.
Ew.
Okay, that's gone way too far.
All right, we're almost halfway through this movie. Yes.
Oh. Anson Mount looks like Charles Bronson.
I'm what Charles that Bronson. Cast in
this movie?
I'm Charles Bronson. Here. I'm starring in Death with Death Wish 5. Death Wish 5. I wish I was dead.
Death Fish 5?
Yes.
Yes.
That's how to talk.
I'm gonna be starring in Dead Fish, which is basically me finding Nemo and shooting him in the face.
Because he killed my wife and daughter.
Exactly. It's gone from finding Nemo to killing Nemo.
And if I was in this movie, I would have killed that dickhead guy already.
Exactly.
I would have shot him in the face. I can't do it.
That is not the best looking handlebar mustache. It needs a bit more thickness to it. It looks
whatever
way
is going on his face. I don't like it at all. I'm down with Ernie Hudson's outfit, just the shorts, the shirt.
That was just what he rocked up on set that day.
Let's be honest, Ernie Hudson has no idea why he's in this movie.
Yeah, he just rocked up for some, you know, some food, some weed, whatever.
Exactly. I heard Snoop Dogg was producing a movie, so I just came here for the weed.
So, we don't know what DDP does in this film, but hopefully he shows up at some point. I mean, he shows up. You know.
Yeah, I believe he shows up in the third segment.
Okay. So this is just pretty lame. This is kind of less interesting than the one before, because nothing's really happening. Yeah. They're just talking too much.
This guy should have been played by Bill Moseley.
Yes.
Someone who I've also met. Just saying.
Maybe that's who Anson Mount is channeling in this scene is Bill Moseley.
He's channeling someone. I don't know.
Don't lay it off those people. I'm going to sound like Jeff Bridges.
No, it's just like
I'm Jeff Bridges. Exactly.
Why is it every episode we do impressions of people that are nowhere near this movie that we're watching?
Because they obviously should have been in this movie, Marcy.
Jesus, what is this like? They have to do what this guy says for what?
Pretty much, I guess, because... Oh. I just had a thought. What if this segment has an underlying subtext about slavery?
That's possible, because that's what it feels like, and it's very, very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. But we know he's going to get his comeuppance in the end, so...
He better. Otherwise, I will kill him.
Thanks for making my room look unattractive. Damn it, Ernie Hudson's just cool. He's the epitome of cool.
These poor guys, they just want to live together because they're good friends. You know, they're like family, they serve together, and this dickhead comes in and just fucks it up.
They just should have just killed his ass by now.
I know. Seriously.
They should have.
All they needed to do was give that dog some, like, grade A weed. That dog would have just, like, you know, fucked some shit up for some reason.
Marcy, you almost got me there for a second.
I didn't even think that was that funny. Ad!
Oh, ad! It's they, wild secrets.
They
again.
Really want you guys to buy a dildo, don't they?
Fucking hell, I'm going to look for the biggest dildo they've got. Let's have a look at this. Where are we? Wild secrets.
Buy your dildos and fleshlights here.
Oh, I can get 20% off or something. I just came up as I'm trying to look it up.
Somehow, I am not surprised this ad is just showing up at all. We're back to the movie.
We're back. 4150.
If we can get them as a sponsor, the 20% off code for the ad has to be Booby Fair.
It should be. We'll have to tell them that. Well, you can contact them, so, you know.
Don't mind me. I'm going to dress up like Super Mario.
Oh, look, they've even got, like, things on here. It's got, like, how to use a penis pump. Okay, can't see my phone because of my screen. But, yeah, you can learn how to use a penis pump. You can get a ball gag. With vegan leather, just, you know, in case you don't want animal products.
Look at the outfit he's wearing now. Look at it.
I'm going to look at some of these costumes they got in this. Oh, look, they got wigs, Bede.
Nice.
Well, we did need to get your collection started, Bede.
Yeah,
well, some pretty good wigs here, Bede. And they even sell wig caps as well, like. Yeah, it's pretty on point.
I've got to see. This is why they need to sponsor this podcast.
There's
now.
A super sale on right now, up to 60% off. Shit, that's a good price because I actually paid more for that product. I'm not going to say these things out loud. I mean, look, if you want a pipe dream fetish position master bondage harness with cuffs,
who doesn't?
$71.99.
Wow.
If you want, I'm trying to find out something that doesn't look so disturbing. I don't know what this is.
I like how you both are totally looking at that website while Anson Mount is wearing the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
Bede, there's a starter penis pump for $26.99.
Ew. If they're not selling phones with the finger dials in them, I'm not interested.
This thing looks like a taco.
Bede, how many patrons do we need to get to... Oh, wait, that joke doesn't work.
Look, it's better than anything I've seen on Wish. Let's just go with that.
Well, that is true. If it's from Wish, it's either very small or just falls apart in your hands as soon as you can get
it. Well,
if
you look up sex toys on Wish, you are going to go down a rabbit hole of disgusting, like, who the fuck buys this shit?
And if you use those sex toys from Wish, you're going to get a rash.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, what is he wearing and why?
And why has he still got the tags still on his hat? Like,
because he's
just
a cunt.
Put it, like...
And what is he drinking? See,
a Bloody Mary, because it's got the celery stick coming.
I can't
down.
Even see it very well. Is something going to happen to this dickhead already? Because I'm fucking over him. There's a reason why I'm more interested in Wild Secrets or whatever the website is.
to quote you, Marcy, do something.
Yes. This old mate needs a fucking penis pump from the sex shop.
I like there's a golden donut up on the wall there.
Yeah, I was looking at that like, what? Is that a cake tin?
Yes.
I think... Oh, it is.
Yeah, it's like you make the dough, like the cake with the hole in it, you know, so you put your fingers in it.
So you put your finger in the hole and you take the icing and you smear the hole.
Yes.
Hey, honey, we brought someone for our threesome.
What the hell is going on?
Oh my god, look at the painting
in
the background.
What is up with that? Yes! Oh my god!
Her? That's her, yes.
What?
Whoa!
Racism!
He's got Confederate...
Undies? Boxers?
Undies on. Boxers, yes.
And he's going to try to force himself sexually on a...
They both are! They want to have sex with poor Cindy to be a portier!
Mm-hmm.
Damn white people.
Yep. What is going on? I'm still disturbed by that painting. Oh my god.
Oh.
They are smothering
and
her.
And they've got leopard print. And they've got leopard print as
well.
What
the fuck?
Oh, they're pretending that was her, so...
Oh.
So I think they killed her.
Yep.
Yep, she's dead.
What is that? Look how short that dress is.
Does she have underwear on?
Probably
I don't
not.
Know, but it's so short, you can almost see, like, basically her vajayjay.
It looked like you could just see her, yes, her taco shells. Nearly copy.
Her mozzarella smoked meat.
That is a good one.
I'm not going to get that visual out of my head now.
I cannot believe they just randomly commit murder.
Oh, I can. These people are horrible.
What the fuck?
Yes. And he's obsessed with way too much red.
And hats and weird, disgusting paintings on the wall.
Ernie Hudson should punch this dude in the dick right now.
Someone needs to fucking, shoot his dick off or something. Not in that way, in the pistol, gun, bullets way.
Someone needs to piss on his dick? What?
I don't know, shut up!
Basically, they're like, these dumb white rich people are sponging off these poor veterans while one of them is literally dying and coughing up blood, and they're not doing anything about it.
These are like the offspring of the people from Get Out. What the fuck?
They showed us another flashback of him killing his own dad. I'm in charge here.
I say.
It's like he's the Texan guy from The Simpsons.
Yes. Yeehaw!
Yeehaw!
He's literally doing that, what the Texan guy does with the guns.
Oh my god, I hate this guy and he needs to die.
I'm going to dress up like Captain Pike for Star Trek.
Oh my god, they keep the fucking freezer locked. Oh, wait, the dead body's probably in there. He's about to see her dead. Then he's going to get some old-fashioned revenge.
And then all of a sudden, Leatherface comes out and knocks him in the head.
Jesus.
Damn, I can't have my ice cream now.
It's all caviar and dead body.
Yeah.
They ate all the strawberry and all the ice creams.
Son of a bitch.
That's just monstrous. They took all, like, the triple different colors and just left the vanilla.
That's my favorite ice cream. I'll eat the vanilla.
I like vanilla, too. But I'm just saying, like, that's a joke.
Usually people eat the strawberry.
Mm. Yeah. As a kid, it was usually strawberry and chocolate. But now I'm just like, vanilla. Oh, for fuck's sake, are you fucking her belly button like Tommy Wiseau? Because in that position, you fucking are.
Some guys are in the fucking belly buttons.
Maybe they're into that.
They're living their best life.
Has anyone told them the hole's not that big? Their penis is that tiny?
Well, yeah, I think his penis is very tiny given this type of
dude. I think he got that taco shell thing from Sexy Wild Secrets or whatever the site was. Oh, yeah, they're in costume. Look, he's got underpants on. Okay, well, yeah, actually, he would have had the hole. Yes! Do it! Yeah!
My door is ringing right now.
The best part where the guy is going to get revenge. Yeah, fucking smash him.
Hello?
Yeah, punch his ass.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, somebody's going to get impaled on those antlers.
Oh, I like it. No, wait, what? Where are we? Where do we go?
Oh, they're going to torture him.
I'll be back very shortly. I have to go grab a package.
Bede's got a package, eh?
I do have a package.
Wild Secrets has really fast delivery.
I was going to say, Bede's got a package from that Wild Secrets site.
It's really fast. Oh, is she coming back from the dead? What? Oh no, he's having flashbacks and shit. Okay, What? I don't know what's going on. What? Oh, motherfucker, he's going to get tortured.
They're waterboarding.
Yes, waterboard the motherfucker. I mean, I don't condone this kind of stuff. I just condone it when it's a really dickhead kind of person like this dickhead. Oh shit. Oh Jesus, what? Oh my god. This song is singing.
God.
Oh! Are they gonna send him down the stairs, or they kill her, or is she just tied up?
He's just tied up.
Aw, don't put the dog in there. Ew.
Oh, look at her stomach. They feed her, like, all the caviar.
And she's gone, like, is she shitting herself in there?
He's farting.
Ugh, this is gross. Which one of y'all ain't gonna ship out of this room alive? Oh. I'm a scholar. Christ's sakes, you wimp. They're just a bunch of oak. Oh, that's not an okay word.
Oh, racism.
Racist bitch.
Farting racist bitch.
Yes. Yeah, I think some people need to be dying now. Oh no! Ew! Oh dear lord, no. I don't want to watch this! No! Oh, This is horrendous. I mean, they deserve it, but still. She's going to explode, isn't she?
I think so.
Ew.
That's nasty.
I don't want to watch this. God.
Marcy, if you don't want to watch this, wait till you see it next week.
It's your pick, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, that was disgusting. Ew, it's salty.
It's salty.
Just like Beads' telephone. Oh, no, the dog's going to lick it up. Ew.
Ew. At least the kills guy are kind of gory.
They're insane. Oh, God, please kill him. Oh my god. And because Bede gets a package at this time. Well, now you have to show us what it is.
I don't think I can show you because I think it's my niece's birthday present.
Oh, well, in that case, no.
Yes.
You just missed something gross.
Did they shoot his dick off?
No, they exploded.
They kept force feeding her all the caviar. Like a hose until her stomach exploded.
Damn.
Oh!
Right through the front.
Oh, that line. Oh. That's my kind of redneck.
I called it. Someone's getting impaled on this.
Yes.
Yeah. That is a good line. I have
poetic justice.
Oh.
Okay. That was gross. Oh. That to be
fair.
Sorry. To be fair, that did take a little bit to get going, but it served its purpose.
Well, it's obvious, like, yeah, well, Snoop Dogg is like, once these people, these dickheads die, they basically go to hell. Mm. Oh, we're now on to the third segment, and it's a Christmas one. Oh, wait, no, it's still the same segment. Never mind.
They're living their best life. They even adopted the dog.
See, the dog did not die, Marcy.
For now. We'll see.
So this is weird because they're celebrating Christmas in this scene. So basically now this movie is basically a Christmas movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a Halloween movie.
Uh-oh.
Hello, dog. I'm Snoop Dogg.
Oh, my God. Don't eat a biscuit from Snoop Dogg. And he
killed
the dog.
Shit.
All right. Where is it? 57 minutes. I'm marking it on that website. Not even kidding. I'm doing it right now. I've got to get out of the Wild Secrets one first.
See,
does the dog die? Yes. Sign in with Facebook. I fucking will. God damn it.
Snoop Dogg, you've made an enemy of Marcy.
Yep, we're done, mate.
Yeah. Ew! He just threw up in their punch.
I've got to sign up to this bloody website.
Oh, and now we're back to Wild
Secrets. Wild Secrets.
Again.
Wild Secrets, people. Once again.
They really want us to buy products from their store.
Well, look, they got that 60% off. I mean.
Use code Martha for 20% off.
Use code Martha.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Or should it be Melody?
Melody. And what is the time stamp, Marcy? Tell us quick.
We're back.
57:43.
Yes.
All right, I'm adding. All right, does the dog die? Yes. Add comment.
Hey, I kind of remember that guy from Mad TV.
But well, this segment's called Rhapsody Askew.
Is this the one? DDP has to be in this one because he hasn't been
in this
any...
one. Yeah.
Yeah, he's in this one, yeah. Dear Lord, why am I in this movie? Please get me out of this movie.
All right, there you go. It is on there. I've added it.
Nice. And now Marcy's going to seek revenge against Snoop Dogg.
Yes. Hey, the fucking poor dog died after all of that. No reason. Not happy.
No animals allowed. That was the reason.
What's going on? that a sign from God?
Or it could be a sign from the devil. You just never know. So you gotta be careful of these things.
It could be either.
It could be either, so you don't know.
Yeah, but why is that particularly a sign? It's one's got nothing to do with the other. Oh, here we go. Some beats, yeah.
We got some beats going on.
Finally, some music in this movie.
And of course, this segment is called Set in the Rap World.
Mm. Well, you need one.
Yeah, exactly.
Song even mentions Snoop. It's like Inception, man.
Well, the actor who's the lead in this segment is named Pooch Hall.
Yes. Sorry, we're just dancing around to this music.
Mm. I'm waiting for DDP to spit some bars.
Yes. That'd be amazing.
Where is DDP?
Well, this was around the time, because I sort of realized now, Snoop Dogg, I mean, he acts a lot in a lot of films and TV shows and whatnot. He was definitely trying to make a name for himself in the horror world, because, you know, he did Bones a few years prior to this film as well.
Wait, is that Method Man?
That is Method Man.
Jesus.
We got Method Man to make a cameo. Yeah. Method Man's awesome.
Mm. Wow. I'm Snoop Dogg Devil or whatever I am.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
We want RZA, damn it. We want RZA. We want RZA. I think totally Snoop Dogg and Method Man, they just ad-lib that entire scene.
100%.
I'm scared of Snoop Dogg's hair. It just doesn't suit him.
I just like how that car's license plate... It just
hey, there he is!
And that's a bad one. Oh, it's those vampire ladies again.
There's a DDP!
There's Paige.
B, woo! And I guess he's either playing a bodyguard, or I'm assuming a bodyguard.
I think so, yeah.
Or his manager, one or the other.
That is true, yeah.
This is a very bizarre bloody movie.
The girls are sitting there like, who are you talking to, Snoop Dogg?
There's no camera.
This isn't a movie set. Ew.
Exactly. Ew. Dude, you're not supposed to do that to your scar.
Ah! Stop it. Don't be freaky. Stop fingering it.
So you stick your finger in, and then you slide to side.
Then you go like this, and you keep going up until you get into a circular
motion.
And then if it starts bleeding, that means it's good.
What the fuck is going on? We're at an awards show for some reason.
Is this an award show? This looks like something, again, in a corner of a room.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I am so confused. Oh, Jesus, what?
He's gonna get his dick bit off.
Something's fucking happening.
Don't mind me, I'm just gonna manspread right here in the back of this limo. Ugh.
I think we need to watch more movies on Tubi Australia with the quality of ads we're getting.
Yeah, really. The same one over and over.
It's just the same ad. It's really quick.
Although I am disappointed that the Snoop Dogg menu log ads have not shown up at all.
That's annoying.
You're watching a movie starring Snoop Dogg. Do you want a pocket pussy?
Yes.
What is that award? It looks like a dildo.
It looks like there's a shard of glass.
It's what you get on Wild Secrets.
Yes.
It even looks rubbery.
That vampire lady cannot close her mouth. Her mouth is like all the time with those fangs. It's because of those fangs she can't close her mouth.
Yep. Nope, he's dead.
Yep, he's dead.
Snoop Dogg has been introducing this segment for like 20 minutes now before the actual segment.
Didn't it start like 20 minutes? Yeah, I was going to say, did this segment start like 20 minutes ago?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And he's still introducing it.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, Lin Shaye.
Ooh, hello, Lin Shay.
In scenes with DDP.
I know.
I keep thinking that subtitle says QAnon, but it's not.
I know. I was going to say the character's name's QAnon, but it does look like it, QAnon.
It's freaking me out.
This movie was 15 years before its time.
Obviously.
Quan. That's what that is meant to be. Quan, not QAnon.
I know, but the subtitle makes it look like QAnon.
See, DDP like could be his own. Doesn't even need to create his own rap name. DDP is his rap name.
DDP has no idea why he's in this movie either.
He doesn't know what his role is. He's just sitting there like, look, I gotta go invent my own yoga, so just stop.
DDP is going to change his name to Snoop Doggy Dog Page.
No. He's going to change it to, he's just going to change it to DP.
Yes.
There's the joke.
This is a very small, like, green room. It's like the sets in this movie keep getting smaller and smaller.
They're just reusing the same set. Just yes, redressed it. You know, more effort than Shocking Dark had.
Exactly. Why are we in this movie
what
again?
What the fuck? Okay.
I wonder if this story is basically going to be about a rapper who's like, lets his success go to his head. And then... Because that seems to be the common theme is revenge in a lot of these stories. Yeah. Hello, Lin Shay. And then what?
Oh, Bede likes himself a cougar, eh?
Hey, Lin Shay is a hottie. At any age.
She's not a cougar, she's a mountain lion.
Oh.
Exactly. And of course, you can't have a low-budget horror film if Lin Shay isn't in it. Just say.
You know, the way this is filmed, it looks very Day of the Animals-like. There's gel on the screen, on the lens cap or something.
Yes.
He's tripping balls now.
Oh, shit. He took too much of that shit you got, Batch. This is what
why
happens.
Why do I get...
He needs to handle his high.
Yeah.
Why do I get the feeling this segment's going to be like Jacob's Ladder or some shit?
Oh, Jesus. Has he... Maybe he sold his soul to the devil.
Oh. No!
Shit, I nearly fell off my chair. Bloody hell.
Smoke.
No, I had my foot on my little amp thing and it slipped off and I nearly went off my chair.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Lin Shay just kneed him with, like, I guess a nightstick or something? I don't know. What was that?
The one thing I do kind of dig about this movie, it goes from zero to fuck this shit o'clock.
Yeah. Oh, Jason Alexander! Bloody hell. What is this?
Is he doing a British accent? That's what it sounds like he's doing.
No, he's not.
Oh, it's just his regular voice.
That's just him.
That would have been hilarious if he did a British accent. Ooh. I'm not giving you any of that shit, man. No.
You get $50 in a KFC coupon. And the coupon's expired.
And also, you might get a 10% off discount at...
Wild Secrets.
Wild Secrets. Oh, by the way, we did like... 3 shows worth of advertising in one show span for you guys. So.
Yes.
Jesus. I'm scared.
See you later.
You're fucking it up.
His friend here is basically like the moral compass. It's like, dude, you know, you gotta be chill. You know, you can't just go around making demands and shit like that. Especially if you're only just coming.
He, like, wants everything.
Mm.
That might be the worst name for a group I've ever heard. Good Cop, Bad Cop.
Why is it that in any movies that are about, you know, centered around the rap world and all that, like fictional ones, the rap characters themselves always have the worst names compared to real life rappers?
I don't know.
It's weird.
Because all the real ones are taken, so they have to make up shit ones.
Oh, I wonder if this is kind of like, okay, I was sort of saying Jacob's Ladder before. Maybe this is kind of more like a Christmas Carol type of
thing. Yes, yeah, it's like it's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that kind of thing.
So they, so this, they're going out of this way to make this more of a Christmas horror film.
Mm-hmm. They're using Christmas tropes in this.
Yeah.
I don't think she wants cash, mate. She's like, not impressed, dude. Mm. Lin Shea.
Yeah.
Not impressed.
Lin Shea is giving no fucks right now.
No, zero fucks given.
And she's the best part of this movie.
Yes.
And eh, more titties.
Booby found.
Booby Tuesday.
And now that he's rich, it's like, I'm going to only bang white women now.
Jesus. I was more distracted by the shitty bedspread.
I was distracted by the massive side boob. What was going on there?
She was trying to hide her nippies.
I was focused on the acting.
Sure you were.
Baz is focusing on the story, the characters, and the relationships between all these people.
Exactly.
Did that guy just
Just diamond cut him. Just diamond cut him.
Yes. He is the bodyguard. Did that guy just admit he pissed on women? Because that's gross.
Yeah.
I mean, look, if you were famous, would you get DDP to be a bodyguard? Because I'm totally down with that right now.
I would totally be down for that. But I'll say this, if any of us gets rich and famous, we need to call out and becomes a bit of a, like a big-headed dude like this is all about the fame and success rather than the work. Please call one of us call the other one out.
Oh, it'll happen. I'll get DDP to do it.
Yes.
I'll be able to afford his appearance fee. By that.
So I'm calling both of you guys out?
Yes.
Damn it, I've let all the fame get to my head.
Well,
Bede, you need to remember when you didn't have any wigs.
Yes, exactly. I just want Lin Shea's hair, because that Karen haircut is like, listen, I want to speak to your manager now.
That was like mid-2000s Karen hair.
Oh, I think it is a Jacob's Ladder scenario, because remember at the very start of this scene, there was like he was in a shot and there was like a shootout or something?
Was that? Did that happen? I can't remember.
I don't know. Like,
I don't fucking know what was going on. Snoop Dogg was in the way being like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, Snoop Dogg, get out of the way. We need to know what's going on in this story.
He like, whatever. And then we're like, yeah, but I don't know what's going on. So,
dude. Here's a trope. Okay, we've made up now. The other one of them's going to die now.
Well, something's going to happen because there ain't much longer left of this movie.
That's the most random set convenience store I've ever seen.
It is. I was thinking, why have they got a whole bunch of caps behind the counter?
And no door, either.
No. Yeah, this looks like a good place to rob. It looks like they're going to have more than $50.
Wait, that's not DDP.
I think that is DDP.
That is DDP.
Oh.
The rapper deliberately got his best friend killed. I'm shocked.
Oh. Shot in the head. Oh. Well, clearly he had no... he can shoot with accuracy.
I mean, they tried their desperate... It's obvious... I mean, it is DDP, but they tried their best to make it not look like DDP, but it was way too obvious because of the eyes. It's very...
And the voice.
The voice, yeah.
They should have gave him a British accent. Or maybe a Charles Bronson voice.
He'll just be like, it's me, it's me, it's DDP.
It's me.
I got a funny feeling Lin Shea is Snoop Dogg.
I guess we'll find out.
See, why didn't Martha Stewart play this character? Maybe she wasn't available.
Totally should have. That would have been tremendous.
Yeah. Oh, what the fuck?
Oh. That's not what happened to him. I mean, he got shot in the head, but all the other stuff that happened.
Yeah,
to him,
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what happens when you go to hell.
Oh, yep. God, no, someone's given him Craven's laced weed.
You know, that might have been me. I mean, I do like to give it just like to everybody.
Let's put on a VHS. And the guy's like, what's a VHS?
No, it's on a laser disc.
How can he tell that he had a bulletproof vest on?
I fucking know. Yeah, this is definitely, I think, like a Christmas story ish. Not a Christmas story. A Christmas Jacob's Carol. Life. A wonder. It's a Wonderful Life type of thing.
Basically, like he gets his friend killed, and basically the friend's coming back for revenge from beyond the grave.
Ew. Ew.
I look so. Why are you eating your ear?
Is it nasty?
He's the boogeyman.
Where's DDP? This is the only reason I wanted to watch
it. It's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought he was Quad. I thought he was Quad, but it's the other character. So he's Quad. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. They don't look like they're like. I mean, they look like they're at least 40, both those women.
I was about to say.
Canadian 20 right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. DDP has no idea what's going on right now. And I'm not talking about his character. I'm legit thinking, like,
just
DDP himself.
Yeah.
He, like Ernie Hudson, he came here for the weed, too, when you heard Snoop Dogg was producing a horror film.
Yeah, he's like seeing things now.
Can't you see him, man?
Oh my god. This is almost like, you know, American Werewolf in London type of shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Why is the actor who plays, I mean, Quad, he's basically playing him like, in the eyes.
Again, fuck this shit o'clock already.
This is some Candyman shit going on now.
Yeah. Quad in this movie is basically John Leguizamo in Spawn. That's what he's playing him
like. Oh my god, it's what he looks like,
He does. Put clown makeup on and it's the same character. Except, you know, he's not huge or anything.
If
like
Spawn,
that.
If that film was on Tubi, I don't know if it is, we'd have to do that.
Yeah, I think that's a must.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it might be. We'll have to have a look around later for a future episode.
Well, this dude's going to get put in jail because they think he killed DDP.
Because
he's picked up the navs.
Stab, stab, stab.
Stab, stab, stab. He's going to be haunted by the friend he killed.
Yes.
That'd be awesome. Like, every time he kills somebody, he gets haunted by it. So DDP's going to haunt him now.
Yes! That should totally happen.
That's for, like, you know, stabbing me in the eyes, bitch.
He needs those to see.
Exactly.
All right, there's only a few minutes left of this movie. Well, I guess this was a bit more interesting than I thought it was going to be.
Well, I suppose when you're sort of watching an anthology film, like, and having different stories, like, you're going to have something that's a little bit more different than, you know, something that's...
Oh, he's actually going to just start shooting everybody.
Oh, Jesus.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, let's have a shootout with the cops.
Yeah, this is not going to end... Yeah, this is going to end well.
Yeah, right? Any shot.
Damn, I knew I should have worn my bulletproof vest today.
Clearly.
Kind of funny all the cops are white, huh?
Ah.
And then we find out this is actually 50 Cent's origin story.
I think it was, actually. Oh, look, he joins Hell with the rest of the crew.
Mm-hmm.
Who've done some shitty things.
These animated sequences kind of remind me of, like, the ones from Creepshow 2.
Mm.
But I think these ones were better here than they were in that film.
Yes.
They're actually not too bad. They're not too bad, to be honest.
Mm. They're all going to hell.
So I guess that kind of ties it all in, yeah.
They could have even made this, like, an animated series of, like, straight-to-video movies.
Yeah.
Well, in a way, because not only this is our first anthology film, our first Snoop Dogg film for this show, this, in a little bit of a way, this is our first animated film for
the show. Well, it's the first one we've done that's had sort of any kind of animation in it, so...
Yeah, I think at some point we'll have to do a full-blown animated film at some point, too. Mm.
Is one of those weird Titanic animated films on Tubi?
They probably are. Although I am disappointed, this is a horror anthology film and Tony Todd isn't in this movie at all. I am disappointed.
Bede, can you dress up like that little demon thing?
Yes, I will. But I'm going to wear the red mask, little demon mask, and wear the little white suit.
Yeah, it looks cute. Look at him. Looks adorable.
I think Freddy should dress up as that for Halloween.
Oh, yeah. And that's the film.
That's it.
And that's Oh. We're just gonna dance along.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, gross. This is disgusting.
Don't mind me, I'm just gonna go back and forth and dance.
We're actually getting some credits as well.
Yeah, because, technically the movie's still going, so.
Normally Tubi's like, nah, fuck off, next movie's coming up.
There's that ball.
Fucking death! Oh my god! Ew! I don't like that. Boom, 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 boom.
I suppose if this movie was successful, like, they didn't make any more, like, sequels and stuff, but I can imagine if this movie was actually successful.
Oh, they probably would have.
They would have been sequels or even maybe a series, I'm not sure. Mm. Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horror.
Alright, that actually wasn't as bad as I was expecting it to be, to be fair.
Yeah. Actually, I think now that rewatching it again after, like, probably 15 years since I last saw it, it does feel a lot better this time around. I'm not saying it's good, but it's definitely much better than I remember.
There's moments, for sure. It was interesting.
Look, it's Cricket. Cricket has his own credit.
No.
I like it when dogs or animals get credits.
Yeah, but that dog should not have died in this movie.
Exactly.
It's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
It was bullshit.
We're just gonna go through the credits.
Apparently, this never happens on Tubies, but we get credits. Just because there's like a full song at the end.
See, Tubi knows quality.
I think Canadian Tubi is like just much more efficient. Like, fuck it, just get on to the
best. Canadian Tubi's like, doesn't give no shits, mate.
Brian Adams was a swing person.
What? And Melody.
Okay, maybe not the Brian Adams, but still.
Melody.
My favorite thing is just like looking at the credits and just seeing.
Yeah, I'm just like, involved. Let's just dance to the credits.
I like there's someone named Claire Dare.
No. Do, 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 do.
Well, we're almost over because we're down to the song part of the credits. No, wait a minute. No, it's not. It's
now
an individual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. Welcome to the Hood of Horror, then Da Hood, then thousands to MMs.
If there's no soundtrack to this movie, I'm going to be disappointed. Cut Nye Joe.
That was in this movie.
Cut Nye Joe. Yeah, must have been back in the segment with Anthony and Cody Hudson.
Maybe. Maybe I just wasn't paying attention.
Yes.
Oh my god, hurry up, credits. We don't need to watch
end already.
Come
on. Get on with it.
Tubi, what are you doing to us, mate?
Michael Fox. Okay, that's not Michael J. Fox. Sorry.
Okay, wrap it up, guys. Wrap it up.
Seriously.
Literally wrap it up.
All right. Well, look, oh, shit. I nearly fell off my chair again. All right. Look, it's at the special thanks. We'll wrap it up here. That is our film. We've made it through Snoop Dogg's Hood of Horrors. Batch is still alive after that 30 billion% THC or whatever it was. So we made it. We did it.
We did it. We did it.
And we still have some more. yes, we have the rest of the month to do some more horror films for, obviously, October Horror Month because we always celebrate it. But yes, that was the movie. Thank you to our Patreons for voting. And of course, you can sign up to patreon.com/thesupernetwork if you would like to join in the madness with the Patreon and vote for picks and get early access to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, as well as normally we will do a special video version, which this one is. So check it out. And yeah, that's a wrap on this episode, I believe.
Woo! Indeed. And next week will be Batch's pick.
Yes. Be scared.
Be very scared.
Yes.
I am very scared.
It might be terrifying? Mm-mm. Question mark?
Mm. Question mark, indeed.
I guess we'll wait and see. But yes, as usual, you can find us at supermarcy.com. You can check out the Super Network on Facebook at facebook.com/supernetwork. You can check out our group, which is linked from our Facebook page. We're on the Twitters, twitter.com/sm_supernetwork. We are on Instagram, the.super.network. We are on the TikToks at the Super Network and the YouTubes at the Super Network. Just look it up. And of course, on all your major podcast streaming platforms, just look up the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. All those locations, and you can always follow me at twitter.com/supermarcy and find me on Letterboxd at super_Marcy, and I have a list of all the Tubi Tuesdays episodes we have done with all the films we've watched, so that is also, you know, some stuff that I put on there. And yes.
Indeed.
That was a big, big breath I did that in.
If people want to find me on Twitter, they can find me at twitter.com/bjamine or my personal writer's page on Facebook at facebook.com/terribleaussie. And of course, find all my writings over at supermarcy.com. But most importantly, check out my Twitter for my daily thoughts on all the films I've been watching so far for my 31 Days of Horror this year. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where me and the one and only Chevalier recap the classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the very beginning to the present day. On this week's episode, I actually joined my Marcy.
Yay!
As we recap the classic issue of The Amazing Spider-Man, where the death of Gwen Stacy. So you can also make sure you subscribe to Pop4D on all your favorite podcasts. So we will be dropping a Xbox Achievement War podcast real soon. Because Marcy, myself, and Mark are battling it out for achievement points for the month of October. Last one left standing gets all the claim and the punch and pie. Punch and pie not included.
Yes, and I'm very much behind. You guys are kicking all the ass in achievement wars, but
you're going to win the whole thing. I'm calling it right now. You're
gonna win. I'm going to work on it. Don't worry.
Mark and I are going to kind of battle it out one inch, and you're just going to keep going and keep going and just seeing what we're doing and copying what we're doing. And then next thing you know, you, like the last day, you'll like lower the boom. Boom!
I'll just like, here we go. I've built my way up to all these games. I've got the big achievements left. I'll just do it. But we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. yes, show us all some love. If you want to give us feedback, give us some feedback. You know, like, review, you know, star rate the podcast, all those things. Mm-hmm. And
if you love the show, if you love the show, 5 stars. If you hate the show, five stars.
Exactly. That's just how it works.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Until next time, I've been super, Beats have been terrible, Batch has been smoking some fucking strong THC shit, and together we are going to go to the Tubi Hood of Horrors.
Indeed.
So long,
see you next
everyone.
Tuesday, everybody.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Bye.
Oh, I'll see you all next Tuesday.
I'm scared.
Bye.
walls full of poesy. She had the power for the hour, but she chose me. Wrong way, what you say? Hey, she didn't do it right. Now tonight's tonight, and death is in sight.
Doggy want biscuit, huh? Fright night. Doggy biscuit.
I'm kicking back, sitting on my phone. Fire behind me.
The 2B Tuesdays podcast is proudly sponsored by Surfshark VPN. Why would you have a VPN in this day and age? Well, a lot of people are quite concerned about tracking and their online privacy, and using a VPN ensures that you are safe and secure online. Surfshark VPN provides a lot of extra added layers of security, as well as ad blocker and a kill switch if your information is ever compromised. The other added bonus of having a fantastic VPN with Surfshark is if a movie we're watching on the 2B Tuesdays podcast is not available in your country, you can switch on that VPN, go to the country that it is in, and watch the movie. Surfshark VPN also allows you to do this on other streaming platforms, where if you're missing some content in that library, you can turn this on and have a look at what else is on offer. Surfshark VPN is one of the most reliable and cheapest of the VPNs out there, with up to 81% off offer when you subscribe for 24 months. Please use the link surfshark.deals/supernetwork to take advantage of this amazing deal. Thank you, Surfshark. Surfy shark doo 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 doo. Surfy shark doo 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 doo. Now back to the 2B Tuesdays podcast.